வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of December, 1975, in Sanand, India.
Some people say that life is to be enjoyed. Life is simply there for enjoyment.
So, the answer is that whether you are actually enjoying life.
Well, right now I'm not actually enjoying life.
Yes,
so I have to
then
find
the
out.
The aim is to enjoy life.
Yes, so I have to find out the means to enjoy and to negate the pain and to make the pleasure more.
Yeah, that's very nice proposal. But whether at the present moment or in the history, whether a man is enjoying life or suffering.
Well, men have actually never really enjoyed because they never understood enough about themselves. They were never able to overcome their difficulties due to ignorance.
So, then the next question will be, how to enjoy? The next question is, and there may be different theses. So our thesis is that we are trying to enjoy life by covering ourselves. The crude example, just like sometimes before, it may be nowadays also current, the contraceptive method was by using one cover. Do you know that? What is it called?
Prophylactic.
Huh?
A prophylactic.
Not prophylactic. Technical name. So, but that was not enjoyable. So then they discovered pills. So covered enjoyment is not enjoyment. It is not complete enjoyment. The same, the real enjoyment in this material world is sex. Now, if we want to enjoy sex covered with coats and pants, is that enjoyment is pleasing?
No.
Therefore, actually, when they want to enjoy sex in the private room, they become naked. So they are seeking enjoyment with this material body, but they are not able to enjoy on account of being covered. This is it. This is.
This is the Krishna consciousness.
And why do you come to Krishna consciousness immediately?
Oh.
From practical point of view. So, why they want to enjoy sex life means naked. That means covered enjoyment is not enjoyment. It is hampered enjoyment. Therefore, we living entities are, say, human beings. We want enjoyment, that's all right, but we are not able to enjoy fully because we are covered by something. This is the thesis. This is the thesis. But these rascals are the ignorant person, they do not know that I am covered by something, therefore my enjoyment is not complete. This is the thesis. So, you answer this. our enjoyment is not being completed on account of being covered by this material body. This is the thesis.
So the antithesis would be there's no...
The antithesis would be how to become uncovered. That is antithesis. And the synthesis will be that because we are unable to uncover immediately, therefore must be some synthesis. Oh,
I've never thought of it that way. That's...
This is Krishna.
Hmm.
The synthesis of the covering and the thesis of the soul should be synthesized by arrangement. And that we are teaching.
Dialectical spiritualism.
Yeah, not dialectical. Spiritualism or materialism. It is dialectic. Two sides there are, the material and the spiritual. These ignorant rascals, cats and dogs like men, they have no information of the thing which is covered. They are simply dealing with the covering. Therefore, their knowledge is imperfect and they are not successful by so many theses. They do not know the real problem. Who is enjoyer? That they do not. That enjoyer is covered and they are talking on the cover. In Bengal, it is a proverb said that chobra niye tanata. I think I was talking of the coconut. The coconut, sweet pulp and water is within. And they are struggling with the fibers above the coconut. Coconut, they have got some information, coconut is enjoyable. But where is the enjoyable article is there that they do not know. They have simply information, this body. And the coconut's body is covered with fibers. And they are fighting with the fibers. None of these so-called capitalist or communist, they do not know where is the real substance is. Superficially, they are fighting on the platform of fiber covering. Chobra niye tanata, the Bengali word exactly. They are fighting just like dogs. Actually, they do not know how to become happy, but one dog is barking upon another dog and they're fighting, attacking, barking, useless. The dogs and cats, they do not know what is the value of life and they fight on the covering, same fiber, fight. But here is a chance, human being, therefore dialect. Dialectic materialism. You should be materialist. You should not condemn anything, both the inside and outside. The inside pulp of coconut requires the covering outside, otherwise it would be spoiled. Crude example. But the real substance is inside, not outside. But these rascals, they have no information of the inside substance. They think that here is coconut, let us try to find out happiness, and they are simply struggling to adjust the fiber. Therefore, they have been described as murha rascals. What do you think, Hansudut?
Very perfect. Completely smashed all the opposition. No more arguments.
So you have to do this to fight all these rascals.
Because all philosophy is based on the proposition that I am this body.
That's all.
Or I am
then
this
then
body.
He remains there, the same animal, cats and dogs. That is no advancement. Therefore, you see, despite so many rascal philosophers in the Western countries, they simply fight and bomb and cheat and politics, diplomacy, the same on the surface of the coconut, not inside. So you have to prove that all of you are rascals. You do not know where to get pleasure. You are missing that point. All rascals are putting new philosophy, theses. So what is the value of that thesis? He does not know. It requires expert. Just like somebody has told, in this land there is gold. So somebody is digging here, somebody is digging there, somebody is digging there, and they do not find gold and struggling. But one expert, soil expert.
Geologist.
Geologist. Mm-hmm. No, sir. Geologist and soil expert.
Mineralogist.
He can say, here is gold, you dig here. Here is the gold mine. Then you get gold mine. And one who is not expert, simply he has understood that in this area there is gold mine. And they are simply fighting. Everyone has come to dig the gold, but without expert knowledge, they are simply fighting, they do not find gold. That is the position. So, expert knowledge is Krishna. He is that who begins. Within this body, the living force, that is the soul, because that soul is there, it is changing body, different. So try to understand that active principle. And where is that understanding? They simply putting different theses. They do not neither they know antithesis or synthesis. We know the thesis, antithesis and synthesis, that this soul, living entity, is within this body. Now, the body is important so long the soul is there. Otherwise, body is a lump of matter. So, the soul is suffering. He is seeking after enjoyment, but he is suffering. The most prominent suffering is death. That he cannot avoid. The so-called materialistic scientists, they have not been able, neither they do know who is the sufferer or enjoyer. They take this body, the same fiber, platform. So, actually they are rascals. What is the value of their thesis, antithesis?
So actually everything, all the arguments they bring up is simply the material thesis. There's no antithesis. Just like hot and cold, hot is...
No, they are seeking, the same example, the enjoyable thing on the platform of cell of the coconut, fibers on the coconut. They do not know that within the cell, within the fiber, there is coconut. That they do not know. You said two sides, but they do not know the other side. They only know the one side, the body. There will be synthesis when there are two, but they have no two. They simply one subject matter, the body, and then it is useless struggle. It is just like Mahabharata is neti neti. Not this, not this, not this, not this. Therefore they advocate devolution. That something is going on for some days, again devolution. That means not this. Neti neti. The experience says, everyone is doing that. They are trying to derive happiness through some system or idea of adjustment, but it becomes spoiled and useless after some time. Therefore they say another revolution required.
In the dictionary, the definition of experiment was you try it and see if it works.
But if it is not perfect, how is it will work?
Not possible.
An experiment means those are making experiments.
They
do not know where is the perfect thing. The same example, that if you make experiment about understanding who is your father, it is all fake. How long you will go inquiring, ask any old man, sir, are you my father? Or with this process, be successful at any time. Without consulting your mother, if you simply go on asking all old men, sir, are you my father? And if somebody falls, says, yes, I am your father. Is that successful?
Well, it gives mental satisfaction.
That is rascal now. Mental satisfaction. Just like a child, you can cheat him by mental satisfaction, giving him one lozenges and take from him 100 rupees note.
But
that
happy.
Is also mental satisfaction.
But happiness is a state of mind, so the child is happy.
So the mind is imperfect. What is satisfaction? If mind is imperfect, so mental satisfaction is never complete satisfaction. That is also another illusion. It will be changed again. Again devolution. This is going on. So, in the dialectic process, try to bring this thesis that within this body there is the real enjoyment. And try to convince them in that way. That will be great service.
You've already done it.
I have done with few selected men, now it has to be spread. We have to face bigger field, then it will be nice. Right? Thesis, antithesis, or synthesis. This is good. This is scientific method. So what is a thesis? That thesis is given by Krishna. Krishna gave the thesis. Asmin dehe, the proprietor of the body is there. Within this body, this is thesis.
Actually though, the thesis in Engel's philosophy would start off with the present existence, the present reality.
Huh?
It starts with the present, what is now presently existing. And then
that is another foolishness. The body and the moving active principle is eternally existing. It is not that formally the body did not stop acting. It is dead. Study the whole history of human being. Any being is the death is always there. That what is modern apart. Birth, death, old age, disease, they're always existing. Why do they say modern? This is eternal fact. Why they should say it is modern?
Well, it's the present culmination of synthesis and antithesis.
No. That is their imperfect knowledge. They do not know what is thesis, what is antithesis, what is synthesis. They do not know. As philosopher, they have found out the three things, but so far the solution of the problem of human society, you cannot solve the problems of animal society. That is not possible. So, this thesis can be understood by human beings. The animals cannot understand it. That within this body, the soul is there. On account of presence of the soul, everything is going on, bodily. This thesis cannot be understood by the animals. So if you cannot understand, then you are also animal, although you are two-legged. So what is the value of your thesis, antithesis? You are animal.
I think a thesis, it would be described in the dictionary as a proposition.
Yes, who can give proposition unless one is human being? The dog cannot give proposition. The animal cannot give proposition. So he is giving this proposition throughout the Western world, that within this body there is the real person who understands this. Therefore, we are all animals. What is the value of their so-called pleasure? What do you think? If he is in the bodily sense of the fly, then he remains animal. What is the value of his thesis? Now, here is the thesis. Now, antithesis is also there. Actually, we are trying to adjust. Only society, the thesis is the soul, the antithesis is the body, and synthesis is how to adjust the body and soul so that the soul be benefited from this entanglement.
That's the Varnashram system?
That is a different thing.
Okay.
First of all, this is the problem.
First to find out the problem.
Yeah.
And discuss the problem.
Yeah, that is dialect. So you can write dialectic spiritualism.
I think they should print this also in Bhakti Gautama.
Oh, yes.
It would make a good article, what you've just spoken.
All right.
You so completely destroy the opposition, it's very hard to say anything more.
Yes, that you have to prove. You can, you know, that is your Guru Maharaj. But you have to learn it and face the public and be strong to defend yourself. That is success. Not by praising your Guru Maharaj. You will praise your Guru Maharaj. That is not very difficult. But be victorious to the opposing element. Then you will praise your Guru Maharaj. At home you can praise your Guru Maharaj and Guru Maharaj be satisfied. Oh, my disciples are praising. That is not very... That is role, respectful. That is a qualification. But you have to fight. Then your Guru Maharaj will be glorified.
The problem nowadays, though, is that I met some of these socialists on the train, and I would ask them, what is your philosophy? And they would just smile at me.
There is no philosophy. They're cats and dogs. What philosophy?
They don't know their philosophy, so how can you defeat them?
The philosophy classes have been closed now in the universities.
It's useless.
Yes, they think it is useless, simply mental speculation. And Bhagavad Gita says, tattva-jnanartham darshanam. Philosophy means to find out the ultimate truth.
But actually this is the proof of Marx's philosophy.
Therefore I say the dialectic. The dialectic should proceed further. They have ended this, that the worker should be the proprietor.
So now there's no philosophy, so the worker, they are simply frustrated, now they're going to rebel and revolt without any philosophy.
Yes, that will be natural, because if you cannot give perfect philosophy, then they will revolt. Andha jathandhi, he was a rascal, and you're trying to lead other rascals with some rascal philosophy, how long this rascaldom will go on?
So there's no need for organized communist movement because according to their philosophy...
Yes, because they're fools. They're as fools. They're simply criticizing the capitalist. That much there is something ideal that the state property should be equally divided. That's a good thesis. But they do not know that it is not the ultimate solution. You do not know who is the proprietor. You do not know the proprietor. These things, you are using it and thinking that you are proprietor. But actually you are not proprietor. He is proprietor. If that is the position, then I take it from you that you cannot possess, I shall possess. Then what is my possession? The same thing. As you took it out from this man, so I take it from you. So my position is the same. If you cannot find out who is the actual proprietor, then you must change hand. The problem remains that it does not belong to you. You are forcibly snatching from the proprietor. Or without knowing the proprietor, you are making arrangement. What is the value of this arrangement?
So it's just the animal philosophy of the strong dominating the weak.
Yeah, that's it.
In a new package.
Might is right, that's all. This is right.
So this was the philosophy of Machiavelli, that might makes right.
But Machiavelli also does not know who is the proprietor. Very different. Machiavelli also does not know. He's also another fool. So long you do not know who is the proprietor, then...
But it's true, might does make right.
Huh?
Krishna is the strongest.
Yes, Krishna says, I am the proprietor, but they will not accept it. Krishna says, the real proprietor says, that I am the Bhaktanam, Sadhu-Rukumayasanam. But they are so rascals that they will deny the existence of Krishna or God or the real proprietor. They claim to be proprietor for a few days and they, by one slap of Krishna's hand, they finished all proprietorship and they are going, struggling. This ignorance is prevailing all over the world. Does not know who is the proprietor, how I became proprietor, how I shall be enjoying. Nothing. The same thing, the dog philosophy. If the dog secures a morsel of bread, he's in here. I'm proper. Another one is nothing. I'm proper. When the dog has no sense, then none of us is the proprietor. So when we know who is the proprietor, then this Isha Upanishad, tena taktena bhunjitha, isha vasam midam sadvam, everything God's property. You enjoy for livelihood what is given to you. Yes. That is perfect. I am the proprietor. That was the system in Vedic civilization. God is proprietor. King is the representative of God. He knows. He gives you some land. That you take this land, produce your livelihood utilizing this land, and whatever you produce, one fourth give me. Not a fixed tax. If you produce, one fourth is mine. If you don't produce, there is no tax. This is the system. And that includes all tax, no borders. So, people are God-fearing, honest, simple dealing. So I have produced 100 months of rice. The king can take 25 months. That is my obligation. And king is also satisfied by distributing that grain. He maintains the whole government. The real difficulty is all these rascals, they are not sufficiently educated. They are murhas and they are trying to solve the problems. That is not possible. That is andhajathan dhirupaniyamana. They are bound up. They are making adjustments. But it's like Gandhi was making adjustments. All of a sudden a man came, fat, finished. Kennedy was making some adjustments. Somebody came and killed him. It is like that. What is the value of your adjustments? It will be finished after something. Therefore the Russians, they support revolution. They said it is necessary. They admit the imperfectness. And occasional revolution makes it perfect. This is their idea of perfection. But they do not inquire that what is that supreme power which makes our ideas of perfection imperfect. These rascals, they do not never inquire what is that power which forces to make our attain frustrated, foiled, and make it imperfect. What do they say about this?
They never come to this point.
You see how it's going. This is the fact. We make some arrangement, and after a few years, it becomes imperfect. They say the revolution required. Why? Well, that is natural. And natural means a power which makes your arrangement foil. Then what is your brain? You have got some superior brain which nullifies your plan. Why don't you accept this?
Like breaking the law and being thrown in jail after you are caught and then wondering why.
Yes. He does not know that I was imperfect, therefore I put into jail. So we can face any philosopher. But I can give you ideas. You can write some small articles. Let them solve these theses, antitheses, and syntheses. They accept this thesis, antithesis.
Oh, yeah.
Put them.
And actually, it works very nicely because the thesis doesn't have to be accepted as a fact in the beginning.
That's all right. But discussion, that is dialectic. Complete discussion. That is one thing that we want.
So now if they're actually interested in the scientific method, they must accept our thesis for discussion.
Yes. Dialectic. They have accepted dialectic. Marx says that this should be the conclusion of materialism. Ultimately, the worker shall enjoy.
Fruitive. It's very
fruitive. That is a good idea. But who is the worker? He does not know. He writes small pamphlets, just like Sarup Damodar has written small pamphlets. People, general people, they are also rascals, Andhra. They can accept these rascals, but why we shall accept?
This is experimental philosophy.
Experimental philosophy means rascal. You do not know actually what is the fact. Then you make experiment. That means you are rascal.
I meant that this thesis and...
That's right. Krishna does not say, make an experiment. He says the fact. Asmin dehe, dehe, no? The proprietor of the body is within this body. There is no question of experiment.
But that's our thesis.
Not I say thesis. Krishna, Krishna says the fact. But if you don't accept Krishna's...
Yeah, they don't accept. So now
then take it as thesis.
Therefore it's an experiment.
Not experiment. It is the subject to discussion. It is not experiment. Because the fact is there. Now, whether it is fact that we have to discuss.
So this experimental knowledge should be strictly kept in the scientific realm? discussion, because you asked me before to write on a...
The scientific knowledge is already there. But as you do not accept it, then the question of discussion, or you say experiment, can come. The truth is already there. Just as the sun is the truth, is there. Everyone knows. Now somebody says there is no life, and somebody says there is life. Now it has to be discussed.
In this book, Lenin has a dialogue. He makes these dialogues. I was just looking quickly. There's some dialogue here.
What is that dialogue?
I haven't looked into it exactly, but I've seen... He's too insane to read quickly.
No, I read it. Let us see.
The fundamental premises of the theory of knowledge of Mach and Avenarius are frankly, simply, and clearly expounded by them in their early philosophical works. To these works we shall now turn, postponing for later treatment and examination of the corrections and emendations subsequently made by these writers. The task of science, Mach wrote in 1872, can only be, one, to determine the laws of connection of ideas, psychology. Two, to discover...
Well, that is not science, ideas.
He says he wants to determine the laws of connection of ideas.
But idea is also not fact. And what is the other one?
The laws of connection of ideas.
If the idea is imperfect, then what is the meaning of this law? That is also imperfect.
Well, actually, there's three things here, and they work together, because he calls this psychology. And the second one...
But psychology is also imperfect.
So, yes, he's going to now connect that with physics. He says to discover the laws of connection of
the
sensation.
Physical law also you are studying with your imperfect senses. So how far it is perfect? Just like the physical law, there is heat in the sun, temperature. So you are seeing a long distance and you are suggesting there cannot be any life. So this is imperfect.
Well, he's actually saying that this is the task of science. He's not speaking about the idea of there's life or not in the sun. What he's thinking of here is, for example, a sensation. A sensation is an actual fact. Just like if there's a law that says equal and opposite reaction to actions. If I push some thing, some object, that as this object is being pushed this way, there's simultaneously an equal and opposite reaction, which is the force between the object and the floor, and the reaction comes in heat or
friction.
Who
made this arrangement?
So that arrangement is a law.
That's law. Who made this law?
Well, it's just the physical combination of matter.
Physical combination, then means physical activities are more powerful than your idea.
Yes. Therefore, the
then
third thing...
You have no control over the physical activities.
No, we have control because I have to push
this. No, you have no control.
But I am pushing this. It is my will.
No. If you will that let the sun be cool, you have no control over the physical elements. You have no control. So what is the use of your theorizing? That is foolish.
Well, he's giving here the idea of science.
Science?
There's a connection.
You have no complete... Science. You see some sporadic action of the scientific method. That's right. We are in the sunshine. This is scientific. But you do not know how the sunshine is coming and who is there who is supplying the heat and light and so on. So many things are there. You do not know.
So your idea is that there's a limit to all this?
Yes, because anything, any ideas made by imperfect man is useless. That is our problem. You are imperfect, and the sun is so perfect physically that how you can theorize? If you say, I know everything, Then the question will be, who made this sun so powerful, so extraordinarily heated and light? Who made it? You have not made it. Where is yours, that knowledge?
As I read on, I find out that it...
All speculation.
Definitely. Useless book.
Useless speculation.
But this argument that's being brought up here, actually people are thinking about a lot, that there's an idea and there's
a fact. That argument is, just like I told you in my childhood, I was thinking in the gramophone box, there is a man. I could not think at that time without a man, how this gramophone can sing so nicely. So there is a man, and as soon as the record is, he sings. I was thinking.
So he would say that you thought there was a man there.
Somebody say one ghost, or somebody may say something.
But there wasn't.
But they are all imperfect. I may say man, you may say ghost, others may say something, but all of them are rescued. It is no value.
So the third step in science means to see the fact and make the idea according to the fact.
Yeah. That is the real science.
So his method is the method of speculation.
That's all.
First there's the idea, the second there's the real fact, and the third there's the synthesis between the two.
They're all theories. The same experiment to find out who is my father.
All these guys are very dry.
He doesn't know many.
He's just talking. No value whatsoever. You can't even argue nicely with these men. They're just...
Yes, you cannot argue with dogs.
Waste of time. They'll simply keep on barking.
But we can place our facts as we learn from Krishna and try to defend it. Very easy.
And if somebody has any intelligence left, he'll take it.
So you cannot begin with this sun. The beginning of educating is to put this thesis, as Krishna is putting, that this body is not all in all. Within the body, there is soul.
Unless that's understood, there's no question of knowledge.
If in the beginning, or on the basic principle, he remains a rascal, then there is no knowledge. If he does not understand that there is soul within this body, then he remains animal. What is the value of animal speculation? Sayava Gokhala. So we shall treat them as animals. So what you have got to learn from the animals? They are not interested. He can accuse you, why you should say animals. I may say you are animals. That's all. Let us come to this question. Whether you are animal or I am animal.
Calmly come to this question.
This theory is going on perpetually, whether there is soul or not. But these people, these Russians, they are so ignorant, they will not allow anybody to believe that there is soul. Atheistic. Stubborn atheistic. Although they cannot answer this question, that there must be something superior which is moving this body. And they cannot answer what is the superior element?
The unknown chemical.
Not unknown. It is unknown to you, but known to us. If it is unknown to you, you know it from me. That is real knowledge. Why you persist that it is unknown, it should remain ever unknown? Why should I take it from anyone else? Well, that's a fact. Either you answer What is that element? Which is missing, so that the body is now dead. Simply your denial is obstinacy. That is dog's obstinacy. Then you are like a dog. You answer that this is the reason, make experiment, prove it. Then you are right. So long you cannot do it, simply deny that is dog's obstinacy. As you say, there is no soul. It is chemical combination. So bring the chemical and put him into life. Then your statement is right. You cannot do it and simply persist. This is dogism. You are calling a lump of matter your father, your child, your relative. And when the soul is gone, you say, oh, my father is gone. Why your father is gone? He's lying there on the bed. The same coat, pant, face, ear, eyes. Why do you say, my father is gone? What is this nonsense? So that chemical combination is your father? You bring your father again, chemical combination. What is the answer? Some foolish, rubbish thing presentation, will it be accepted as knowledge?
Another point I just thought of, they say it's some chemical which is missing that's making life, yet if the same chemical is there that's making life, what accounts for so many different varieties of life? If it's the same chemical, how is there so many different varieties from that same chemical?
Yes.
And if it's a different chemical, that means there's so many thousands and billions of chemicals, yet they can't even find one.
You do not know even one of them.
You don't even know one of them.
And it's still your problem. What is this answer? And supposing the chemical is the combination is there and this being administered in different way for different life, then who is making this arrangement? Somebody is there who is making the arrangement. You cannot do that. Therefore you are inferior, he is superior. Yes, that's it. It is not that, it is not existing, it is existing. So, as you are trying to do something, somebody has already done it, then where is your credit?
On the one hand, they say that the creation was a chance, accident, and on the other hand, they're trying to find the law of nature.
Yes.
So this is a kind of...
And you see? And law of nature is not giving him chance, and he's depending on chance here. He's so unfortunate, rascal, that he does not get even the chance. So discuss this thing in different ways and issue a small pamphlet in Russian language or any language, that doesn't matter.
Oh, in Russian?
They are the greatest atheist.
A dialectic spiritualism pamphlet in Russian. That's big.
The land is very nice. All flat land, hundreds of miles.
All tobacco.
Very misusing.
Smell tobacco.
That's why it is.
Yeah, the smell is tobacco.
I always thought somebody was smoking doobies right downstairs.
Smell tobacco.
Yes.
Virginia smells like this.
Huh?
Virginia, in America, all they do is grow tobacco now.
But on the other hand, they claim that there are certain laws which govern this material nature. This is a complete contradictory position.
A law means there has to be some compliance to a higher authority.
So discuss all this nonsense proposition. Clearly prove that Darwin is a fool, he's wrong.